This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, this is just a couple of quick stories out of many stories that my family has had in my grandmother's house. Now my grandmother's house, if you look at it, it looks like the Amityville house from the front. And just the feeling inside, it felt like sadness and pure evil. But one of the stories, I was laying at the foot of my grandmother's bed one night. I was about 16 years old, so I was laying on the floor at the foot of my grandmother's bed because my grandmother she's been really sick. She was really sick at that time, and I was laying there, and all of a sudden I woke up, and I couldn't move. The only thing I could do is move my eyes, and I can look around the room, which I guess this would be sleep paralysis. But the thing is, my grandmother has told me stories about seeing this, like, black, foggy shadow. She said it was a witch that would appear in her room. Now, whenever this was happening, I couldn't see nothing, but I heard what sounded like kind of like an old woman and a young kid laughing at the same time. But it wasn't a really loud laugh. So I was looking, trying to figure out where this was coming from. And I seen on the front left corner of my grandmother's room, which would be by my feet at the time, I looked up in the corner and this thing, now the room was dark, but this thing was blacker than the room. And the effect that it had, it wasn't solid. It was like a fog effect, but it was staying at the shape of a skinnier woman. And she was doing, I don't know if you guys have seen The Exorcist, but like the spider crawl, but she was standing in one spot in the corner, and her head, instead of upside down, was twisted completely around where it was facing right side up. And I couldn't see any features except for that it was either a man or a woman or whatever it was. It was something. And all of a sudden, it opened its eyes, and its eyes were like a yellowish-white color, and it grinned at me, and its teeth were pure white, and it looked like shark's teeth. And it started giggling, and then all of a sudden, it did that creepy-ass spider crawl across the ceiling and went behind me, and that's when I woke up. Now, that scared the crap out of me, but that's just one story. Another story, now this was years after the story I just told you, but my grandmother passed away, and me, my niece, and my uncle, we were staying at her house 4 nights after she passed away. Now, I was laying on the couch, and my niece was at the other end on her computer. She woke me up slapping and hitting and screaming on my legs, like, freaking out. And when I woke up, we both seen my grandmother walking from her bedroom, which was directly across from the couch, through the front room, which we were sleeping at, into the dining room, which she died on her hospice bed and disappeared. And the thing is, she wasn't in her outfit that she was buried in. She was in her nightgown, which she always slept in. But that's a couple stories, you know, for now, but there's a few more that I would call in and tell, like one of them about the bride and the groom being seen walking down the stairs at my grandmother's house and going through a wall, and my mother hearing a baby crying and seeing a shirt floating, and it had like a green aura around it. But if you guys air this, that'd be awesome. If not, I appreciate you guys listening, and I just love your guys' show. I plan on becoming an EPP within the next few days. All right, guys. Have a good day, and I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.